Happy Labor Day weekend. It's the weekend of September 4th, 2021. Sit back, enjoy. We have some great calls, and you're going to laugh. You're going to learn. It's going to be fun. Enjoy. Oh, I know you're super excited about it. That's right. Coming October 1st to Netflix, all 9 seasons, get this, 180 episodes are going to be available. So you can start from the very beginning and watch Seinfeld until we ring in the new year. Oh, my gosh. 9 seasons, 180 episodes. I mean, isn't technology grand in streaming? I mean, I was thinking of this bit from Seinfeld this morning when, you know, there's this new shtick with scam calls and the person starts out by saying, hello, this is a recorded line. Well, from Seinfeld, here's the bit. Jerry says, he gets a call. He says, I'm sorry, this is not a good time. And then the telemarketer says, well, when would be a good time to call you back, sir? And then Jerry says, I have an idea. Why don't you give me your home phone number and then I'll call you back later. And then the telemarketer says, oh, we're not allowed to do that. Seinfeld says, okay, I guess because you don't want strangers calling you at home. And the telemarketer says, no. And then Jerry says, well, now you know how I feel. Yes, those robocalls, the vehicle warranty. It's just some of the things that we talk about here on the nation's most trusted show about all things digital. It's the biggest show. We talk about living the best digital life ever. And it's called The Kim Komando Show because I'm America's beloved digital goddess here with you once again. And you can find The Kim Komando Show on 420 top stations from coast to coast and in your radio streaming app. And also you can find us streaming whenever you want as a podcast, as a webcast over at getkim.com. And you can also catch us on the American Forces Network Radio. It serves more than 370,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries. 200 ships at sea get The Kim Komando Show. I just love that. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. You know, and I did the math, okay? A single episode of Seinfeld is 22 minutes. Okay, so if you do 22 times 180, then you get about 4,000 minutes or 67 straight hours of Seinfeld. Ooh, yeah, I know. You're impressed. I did some really complicated math right there. All right, let's get started with 5 things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And if you've opened Facebook over the past few days, you may have noticed something strange. What's going on? Not so many political posts. Not an accident. This past week, Facebook confirmed that it would be reducing the amount of political content showing up on our news feeds. And that they say that was after following months and months of testing. So why now, you might ask? Well, a Facebook spokesperson told Engadget that the changes are in response to common feedback from their community about too much political content. All right, total PR speak right there. Okay, see, here's what's happening really on Facebook is that it's totally changing because, you know, it's no longer a place where you just go see what your family's doing. Or you go and look at pictures of your old high school friends to confirm that you don't look old, but they really do. Facebook is just rampant with misinformation. People on both sides of the political spectrums, the virus spectrum, you name it. And it's too soon to tell if that maybe it's going to make a difference because the people that are spending time on Facebook, they're actually spending less time. So Facebook is trying to spin this as like they're trying to help us out when really they're losing money. And by the way, I heard that Facebook is hiring, but there's no need to send in your resume. They already have all your details. All right. Number 2, no keys, no driver's license, no problem. Apple wants to be your iPhone with your key to everything. I'm talking about your car, your house, your credit cards, boarding passes, and now your driver's license. iOS 15 is going to be released later this month, and with it, the ability to keep a digital version of your driver's license in your Apple wallet. Depending on where you live right now, it's just 8 states. Arizona and Georgia are the only states making the option available at first, and then the other states to follow: Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and then Utah. And of course, there are some states that do allow you to have a digital version of your license, but this is the first time it's actually going to be part of an operating system, part of an encryption routine, and stored exactly in your phone. Now, you'll be able to also tap your iPhone or your Apple Watch against some kind of identity reader at the airport, too. And those are at the TSA checkpoints to verify who you are. And last time I was at the airport, I asked a TSA agent how often they find suspicious items in bags. And the guy told me it's on a case-by-case basis. Thank you. Number three, get ready for the fastest car on the planet. After years of promises from Elon Musk, the next-gen Tesla Roadster is coming. It's a four-seat coupe. I don't know if you've seen it. It's beautiful. A removable glass roof, three electric motors, and a battery with a 620-mile range. Then there's the part about being the fastest car. Listen to this. It can go from 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. The cost, $200,000. Wow, a lot of money. A Ferrari's fastest is more than 2 seconds to get from 0 to 60. So where is it, and how come we can't buy it yet? It was supposed to be here by then. Well, then they say with Tesla it was COVID, production delays, and now Musk says it's going to be here in 2023, 2 years from now. It's a long wait, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise because maybe Tesla can finally get those autopilot issues worked out. Just a few days ago, the NHTSA identified a 12th crash involving Teslas using advanced driver assistance systems. This time, a Tesla in autopilot mode hit a Florida State Trooper's vehicle that was parked on the side of the road assisting another driver. How is that even possible? I mean, like, was it aiming for the car? Just remember, you can always tell when a Tesla has autopilot activated. The turn signals is a dead giveaway. I know. Number four, the OnlyFans formerly known as Twitter. What's going on? That's right. Twitter has a new feature called Super Follows. Of course, that sounds really good, doesn't it? What should we call it? Let's call it Super Follows. Gives certain content creators the ability to offer content behind a paywall on Twitter. That's right. And so this way they can charge $3, $5, or $10 a month as long as that you meet certain criteria. You have to be at least 18 years old, have 10,000 followers, and have tweeted 25 times in the past month. And if you qualify for the super follow status, you get a special pink badge on your profile. If anybody's listening on Twitter, I have filled out that form, I don't know, countless times, at least 6 times, to give me that verified blue check mark. I can't even get that, and you're able to do something like this. I don't understand. Twitter accounts will be able to keep up to 97% of the subscription fees up to $50,000, and then 8% past that. You know, some of these big Twitter accounts are going to make some big money. Right now, it's just available, they say, to a select group of users. The question is whether Super Follows will be a success. If we look at Twitter's history, okay, they had Vine. What happened to that? They had Periscope. Not really sure where that went either. It seems like when the going gets tough, Twitter top dogs are always quick to retweet. Finally, number five, the rise of the grandfluencers. All right. I want you to listen closely to this story if you are over the age of 65. Listen very, very closely. If you have anybody in your family who's over the age of 65, listen very closely. When you think of social media influencers, what do you think of? Oh, I'm an Instagram model. Yes. Okay. Or a fitness buff or somebody like that. Well, there's a new trend. The Associated Press recently highlighted a growing number of what we're calling grandfluencers. That's right. These are social media influencers who are 70 years old or older. Like this woman, Joan McDonald. I love this. 4 years ago, she was overweight, 71. She had high cholesterol, high blood pressure, kidney issues, and was taking countless medications. Then her daughter, who happens to be a fitness coach, says, "Hey, Mom, we got to turn this around." Now at 75, Joan, let me tell you, she looks like a bodybuilder, and she has 1.4 million Instagram followers. Now, how does that translate into money? She probably is getting like $10,000 a post. Then there's 78-year-old Legetta Wayne, otherwise known as at Ms. Grandma's Garden on TikTok, and she tends to her garden. She cooks her vegetables to more than 100,000 followers. Now, these grandfluencers are followed by people of all ages, which just goes to show you, you're never too old. Until that one day you realize that your back goes out more often than you do. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about how you can set up all your financial accounts as if you were going to be hacked. What? Yes. So stay right where you are. We have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. All right, your photos may disappear just off into the intergalactic bit bucket, unless you download them. I'm going to tell you what's going on with that in just a few moments. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And hey, listen, we have this fabulous newsletter called The Current Newsletter. And if you haven't checked it out, it's my baby, it's my puppy. I think you're going to love it. It only comes out twice a week. And it's brand new, fresh content that you don't see on the site or any other newsletter that's on the planet, except for thecurrentnewsletter.com. See a sample, sign up now, thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right, how about we start this show with Marcy in beautiful Mission, Texas. Hi there, Marcy.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So happy to hear from you today. How can I help you out?
Well, I'm trying to save some of my intellectual property I've saved on my work computer. I'm retiring this week from a college in South Texas, and I called my IT genius at the college, and the young man told me the best way to save some of my documents on my desktop at work was to use a USB file by file. I said, oh my God, it'll take forever. And then he mentioned an external hard drive, and I thought, well, I don't know if that's the best solution either. And that's when I sent you a question to see what would be the best solution to saving some of my files I'd like to keep with me.
All right, so what exactly, what exactly are the files? And how many do you have?
Right now on the computer there are five. What I've done, I've been there 22 years, Kim, and I've built courses and Blackboard and stuff. I've built courses and things and student essays and stuff that I've kept. And I would just like to keep some of those things because I don't know if I'll use them in the future, but I didn't know what was the best way to do that.
Well, I'll tell you, a couple of ways that you can do it is that, for example, I mean, you could just transfer all those files up into the cloud. You have 5,000 uh-huh. You have 5,000 files. It sounds like it's a lot, but it's really not. In addition to an external hard drive, which isn't a bad idea, is that you could probably use a thumb drive and make duplicate copies too. So just in case, and then you could take the thumb drive back to your house. It's totally up to you how you want to do it. If 5,000 files is probably, maybe it depends what they are, but I'm just guessing like 30 gigs. And so if we just say we're going to double that just for giggles to make sure that we don't miss anything, that would be a 64 gig thumb drive. So you just put that bad boy into the computer's USB drive and then you just drag and drop those files right over. A 64 gig thumb drive is about $15. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not dealing with a hard drive or whatever. I don't think you need a really big external hard drive. So you just use a couple, download into a thumb drive and then I would make two copies just to be on the safe side. And then you're good to go. But let me ask you a question. What is the difference between USA and USB? Do you know that, Marcy? USA to USB. You were an educator. No, it's not
USB
the...
USB?
Yes, the difference between USA and USB is one connects to your devices and gathers all your personal data, and the other one is an industry standard. Yes. Thanks for your call today, Marcy, and congratulations on the retirement. And maybe you want to be one of those grandfluencers I talked about. All right, if you have an Android, your photos may disappear without knowledge, without you even thinking about it in just a few weeks. Especially if you are the person who is backing up your photos using the Samsung Cloud. That's right. The service is actually merging with Google. It's being shut down, which could erase all your data if you don't save your library right now. So don't wait until the deadline, they say, at the end of this month. Because Samsung says, we just might start deleting the data before that cutoff date. Now, over at Komando.com, we have all the tips that you need to transfer your data from the Samsung Cloud to another cloud drive. And to get that, just head over to Komando.com. And at the top of the page, there's a link that says Kim Show. And keep in mind that, you can get the show as a podcast, as a webcast. Just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can always catch all 3 hours at this special address. That's getkim.com. Once again, getkim.com. Stay right where you are. Coming up, we're going to give you some tips on how you can set up your financial accounts as if you were to get hacked. So this way, you never get taken here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. So At dinner, I casually mentioned once that I would like to go hiking in Patagonia. And then suddenly on my phone, I start seeing ads for Patagonia. I'm like, oh, what was that about? Okay. So you might be thinking that your device is listening. Well, how do you really know? Well, last year's iOS 14 brought up some new privacy features to iPhones. And you may have seen them. It's a tiny dot in the upper right screen. If you see an orange dot, that means that your mic is on. A green dot means that the mic and the camera is on. Now, if you see any of these on and you're like, what the heck's that going on, is that you look at your apps and you check all your permissions. But speaking of apps, you probably have a ton of apps on your phone that you never even use. Okay, you downloaded them once, you fired them up a few times, just remove them already. I mean, you don't know what kind of data it's collecting. Android phones, they don't have this native feature like the iPhones, but they do have a third-party app that you can use called Access Dots that shows you when the phone's mic and camera are in use. And we've got more information about both, of course, over at Komando.com. And in just a few moments, I want you to set up your accounts as if you were going to be hacked. And before we get to that, Stephen in Saginaw, Michigan. Hi there, Stephen.
Kim, hello. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, you betcha. How can I lend a hand?
Well, Kim, my wife and I are at a point in our parental careers here where our daughter is entering high school, and we are considering purchasing her her first smartphone.
Really? Honest?
Yes. Honest.
How did you get away with that?
Well, it was tough, let me tell you. Many young people in grade school and junior high have had phones for many years,
right?
You know, so it was tough.
Okay.
It was tough. But we made it, right?
Yes.
But now, entering high school, you know, her teachers are using these devices for whatever reasons in their classes and so forth. So we're considering purchasing her one. And, you know, eventually we knew, you know, technology is something you can't avoid forever. And
right,
to be successful, right, you need to. So we're looking for some sort of parental controls to put on the phone. And I've done some research, and I've seen some things. I've seen some negative things on certain apps and so forth. So I wanted to contact you and ask your opinion on what you would recommend, if you had any ideas on what we could do.
Well, you know, it's a common question. I have to tell you, when this happens in my family, everybody comes to me, right? It's like, okay, what do I do now? Okay. And you've got all kinds of options, right? I mean, anything from the good old standard like NetNanny, you got Studio, you got Bark, you can put a spying program on there and all across the board. But I'll tell you what I'm really impressed with. And it has taken them since 2007 to perfect it. I mean, but I think it's finally here, is that Apple has done it. Okay. They have given decent parental controls for once on an iPhone and iOS, and where you can keep track of the usage. You can set screen time limits. You can take time away. There's something called downtime. You can choose which apps that they use. You can make sure that she doesn't download any other apps. You can decide who they can talk to. You can make sure that what they see is appropriate. You can create app limits. So, you know, what's going to happen is that she's going to want TikTok or Snapchat. You know that. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So you can, you know, you can set it up so that this way she can only use it for certain times of the day, or just maybe 15 minutes a day or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But what I like about it is that it's built into the operating system. So we're not putting a third party on it where somebody can get around it, right? So mm-hmm. But it's taken them this long to do it, right? I mean, think about that. Since 2007, we've been clamoring for parental controls on an iPhone. Okay.
Well, right.
And now it's finally here. And I would feel safe in recommending to you that you get your daughter iPhone SE, whatever it may be. Don't buy it this week. Wait until, if you can, wait until after September 13th, 14th. And the reason why is that there's going to be new iPhones that are announced. And so,
oh, nice.
So every time that new iPhones come out, is that the older ones get like a 17 to 23% drop in price. So if you can hold off just two more weeks, then you'll be able to get her an iPhone 12 instead of the 13, And then she'll, you know, with a little phone, she doesn't have big hands, and you know, so all that, you know, all that stuff that you take into consideration. And then in addition to that, you know, you guys are, if you're on iPhones and you have Find My Friends, so you can see exactly where she is. I mean, it's just built all into it right now. Now, if you're on Android, are you on Android?
No, we are iPhone users.
Okay, good. I was going to say, if you're on Android, we don't have that. That's not a possibility. So that's where we're going to start looking at third-party apps. So if you go to apple.com/family, that's where you'll see all the parental controls that are built into the iOS. That, you know, they don't really promote this. They really should. And I know somebody right now is saying, you're just talking about Apple because they're a sponsor of your show. Okay. I wish they were a sponsor. I think that they should be a sponsor. So if you know anybody in Cupertino, send them my way, please. I'd love to have them as a sponsor. You know, but if you're on Android, that's where you have to look at some of those third party applications. That, as you said, there's a lot of pluses and minuses, and you know, works with one version of Android, doesn't work so well with the next version when it comes out, and it's just all nicely integrated, tightly bound right into the operating system right now, which, you know, it took them a long time to get to that, but they really are. So learn more over at apple.com/family. All right, it's time now for our security tip. And Stephen, thank you for your call and your trust in me. This week is brought to you by Total AV, $4.2 billion. That's with a B. That's how much money Americans lost last year to internet crimes. That's according to the FBI. Now, a good chunk of that was through phishing schemes, data breaches, identity theft. And phishing scams often involve these malicious links because they pretend to be from someone you trust. Maybe it's a big company. Maybe it's your bank. Maybe it's a family member, a close friend. And you might think, yeah, that you're savvy enough to spot them. But let me tell you, all it takes is just one mistake. That's it. Just one wrong click, and then you're going to lose it all. So having security in place to detect malicious links and stop them before you're compromised is something that you just can't afford to skimp on. Total AV's Safe Site Browser extension detects and blocks these dangerous sites automatically, so you always know that you are entering your private data on the right site, on a safe site. Their award-winning antivirus security suite offers complete protection with built-in adware, ransomware, and malware protection. And you can protect up to 5 devices on a single account. That's Windows, macOS, iOS, and Android devices. And right now, you can get an annual plan for those 5 devices for just $19. Wow. Okay. This is a deal. This is a bargain. But you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. Over 85% off the regular price. Again, that address is protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Protectwithkim.com. All right, this week's security tip, I thought it'd be kind of fun for us to talk about your bank accounts. Because I know so many of you, almost all of us now, are doing our banking online. And, you know, it's one of the most important things that you might have. I mean, this is your whole savings, your retirement, you name it. You know, maybe it's your investment account, whatever it is that you need to make sure that it's totally, totally locked down. So we're going to start at the beginning. I know it's kind of boring. Get a strong password. I know you're sitting there going, I know I shouldn't use password or 123456789. And so you want to use random numbers, you know, make them unique. You need at least 12 characters in your password. And so we'll tell you how to come up with a password that you can remember so you don't have to write it down, but make it really hard to guess. Next up is two-factor authentication. If you haven't set this up, we're going to tell you how to do it on your bank accounts, on Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citibank, and others. Number 3 is secure devices. Okay, what does this mean? You've heard me talk about this, where, you know, if you're going to be using a laptop to do your financials or even your desktop, is that you want to use 2. One just to use your banking stuff, and the other one is that where you're going to go ahead and get your email, surf the web, use Facebook, whatever you want to do, you're going to do it over there, eBay, but you're going to stick over here and you're just going to use your bank accounts and do things like that. We have some picks for you, anything from $150 Chromebook to some bona fide laptops. And then we also have the laptop finder quiz that you don't want to miss. Number 4, you can be a dishonest every once in a while. This is where I want you to lie on your security questions. We're going to tell you how to set up alerts, and also we're going to tell you how to freeze your credit. And you can do that absolutely free if you know the right steps. And we're going to tell you that, of course. And so look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show, which is KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show right on the top. All right, still to come this hour, we've got some great tips and we've got more of your phone calls that you don't want to miss, including a trending scam about that's really geared towards Chrome users. We're going to tell you more about that here on The Kim Komando Show. James in Addison, Texas. Hi, James.
Hello, my digital goddess. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thanks for asking.
This is so cool. I've been waiting for 18 years. Oh. I first heard you in Austin in 2003.
Wow.
I used to sneak away from my computer support job and go have an extra lunch period so I could listen to your show.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, James. What's going on?
Well, I'm old school.
Okay.
And in school. I just got into grad school, and
awesome.
There's going to be a lot of writing, and I'm used to when I'm writing my essays, reports, et cetera, I do it in longhand.
Okay.
And then I set it up next to my PC.
And you type.
And then I type it out, yes.
That is truly old school. I know, I was expecting a typewriter, but I'm really glad at least we have a computer.
I do have a computer. The problem I have sometimes is I can't always read my writing.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And I'm also, you know, I have a lot of digital, I don't have books this semester.
Right.
It's all cases and PDFs and monographs that they send to me.
And so what have you been looking at as an alternative?
Well, I've been looking at what's called the Remarkable Two.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you know what? Let me tell you, I'm old school. Is that if you come into a meeting with me, you'll see that I keep notes in a composition pad.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I've tried everything over the years. I've tried Evernote, this note, this whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I find that if I want to, I write down, this way I got to get done on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I go to the next week. It's almost like a journal. So I thought to myself, I'm going to buy the Remarkable 2 because I'm remarkable. So I spent the money and I bought the Remarkable 2. Okay, I used it for me about 6 days.
Okay.
And I said, it's not for me. Okay. But
all right.
And the reason why is because I couldn't figure out, it wasn't working with my calendar, and I really didn't like it. Now, so I gave it to my husband, who swears by it, loves it, okay?
Okay.
And he is a guy like you that takes a lot of handwritten notes, because we're building a house, and so he draws on this, and then he has it imported in, and then he sends it as email, and he has to sign PDFs. You can read PDFs. You can read ebooks on this thing. So I think for you, I think it would be good. When you buy the Remarkable, it's $400. Buy the pencil, the extra pencil that has the eraser, okay?
Okay.
That's $100 there. Now, you don't have to go with the leather folio. That's $150. I know. It's like, what? Okay, yes. Okay.
I've looked for cheaper ones on Amazon, so yeah.
Yeah, so just, buy everything you need from Remarkable. Now, here's the deal. Don't let 18 years pass again in our relationship, okay? It's a long time. You've kept me waiting for too long, okay? So when you get the Remarkable 2 and when you have a chance to look at it, I need you to call me back, okay? And let me know what you think about it. Let me know how you're using it. Let me know, because maybe I'm missing the boat on this and maybe I need to give it another shot, but I don't know if I could pry it away from Barry's hands right now because he kind of totally... Oh, by the way, the battery in this thing lasts for like, I don't know, years before you have to recharge it. Well, not years, probably a month. Before you even run out, it's got this beautiful screen that's almost like a Kindle screen. I think you're going to love it. James, thank you again for your call. Stay right where you are. More of the show's coming right up. Hey, if you use Google's Chrome browser, you need to make sure that you have the latest version. Tons of vulnerabilities were discovered this past week. Well, about 9 huge fixes. Some of the problems related to the web browser, along with graphics, audio, video transfer. And so just make sure you're up to date. Click on the 3 dots on the upper right corner of Chrome and then hover over Help and click on About Google Chrome. It'll show you the current version that you're running, and if an update is available, it's going to just go ahead and start the download process. Here's a little fun fact for you. The latest version of Google Chrome is 93. Hey, listen, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour or more of your phone calls coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. All right, here's something that you should tell the kids. They should be happy that they don't live in China. Here's why. China just put a new law in place. The kiddos can no longer play video games on school nights. That's right. No video games on school nights. And they can play video games for only 1 hour a night on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. And that 1 hour, to be exact, is from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. So who's going to enforce this? Well, the video game makers. And they say that they're going to make sure that there's no falsified identities or whatever it may be. But, you know, speaking of sports in China really should have a cricket team. That's right, a cricket team. They can take out the whole world with one bat. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. That was bad. Hey, it's the Kim Komando Show, and I am Kim Komando. It's funny how that works. And you can find our show on over 420 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find the show streaming as a podcast and as a webcast whenever you want. You can take a listen to 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours, or watch the whole thing over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And you can also catch us on the American Forces Network Radio. Special thanks and shout out goes to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and the Space Force who protect our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least, I don't know, 1, 2, 12 questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. I know you can Google things, but you can't Google trusted advice. And that number is 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with 5 things that you need to know about consumer tech. And we're going to start with Apple's new iPhone 13 is going to be out in about a week and a half. So the question is, what's new this year? Well, a recent rumor coming from a leaker with a pretty decent track record told Bloomberg that the iPhone 13 could have the ability to link to satellites. What did you say? Satellites, Kim Komando? Well, it doesn't mean that your iPhone is going to be a satellite phone. It's going to allow you to text emergency services and contacts when you're in areas without cellular coverage. That is so smart, isn't it? But let's say you text one of your emergency contacts. iMessage bubbles will show up in blue. SMS text will be green. Messages sent via satellite will be gray, and they will get through even if the recipient's phone is set to do not disturb. And if you're reaching out to emergency services via satellite, you're going to be prompted to respond with what type of emergency is happening. Fire, a plane crash, car crash, whatever it may be. And even if the iPhone 13 is equipped with hardware allowing it to communicate, doesn't mean that it's going to be turned on immediately either. We won't know until it actually gets here. But it's nice to find another use for satellites, though. I mean, otherwise, they just really would be taking up space. Number 2, Windows is coming. Windows is coming. I know you're so excited. You're like, yes, it's going to make my day, a new version of Windows. Looks like the Mac OS. It really does when you see it. And then it has apps from the Amazon App Store. It's added to Windows 11. Teams is baked right in. And it's coming in the fall, but we know exactly when. So mark your calendars. The heavens will part and the angels will rejoice. Windows 10 will be here on Tuesday, October 5th. But not for everyone. Sorry. The rollout will happen for eligible machines in phases. That rollout's about to go at least until the middle of next year with certain apps, certain features like the Android apps coming next year. Just remember that every PC that runs Windows 10 just fine will be compatible with Windows 11. There's a health check tool from Microsoft that you can find right now over at Komando.com. And there's a workaround, of course, that will allow you to install Windows 11 even on an unsupported PC. But that means you won't be able to install any updates or security patches. So that's just generally a bad idea. I get it. The whole upgrade process is a hassle. And installing a new version of Windows is always a pain. Number three, TVs that come in as many sizes as shoes. That's right. If you want a new TV, Samsung just added some new sizes to the most popular models. The Neo QLED line. You get a 50-inch screen for $1,400, an 85-inch screen. Wow, a cool $4,000. Samsung's adding 43 and 98-inch screen options. Okay, there's the new Frame TV. I really want one of these. I'm just kind of waiting for myself until it comes down in price. But they now have come from 32 inches up to 75 inches. Unless you buy the new Samsung Frame TV, that's on the way. Wow, 85-inch Frame TV. No pricing, but the 75-inch model costs $3,000, so it's going to be more than that. It's a little steep. You can try to buy a used one. I saw one for sale on eBay. That's stuck on high, the volume. It's just, I don't know, it's a deal that, I don't know, I'm just going to have to turn down. Number four, bright ideas for your smart home. All right, when we start talking about smart light bulbs, what's the brand that comes to mind? Anyone? Anyone? Yes, the Philips Hue. And Philips Hue has this catalog of various smart bulbs, strip lights, light strips rather, lamps and more. But they've got some new ones on the way, more powerful smart bulbs with varying brightness. There's a gradient light. They have slim table floor lamps between $200 and $300. There's a gradient light strip for $150 that's coming soon. And so it's meant to sit above or below the TV. Like existing Philips Hue options, customizable. There's Hue Bridge. But they also announced the Philips Hue Plus Spotify. This is a lighting and music integration where the lights sync up with the beat of whatever you're listening to. I guess that would be all right. And finally, number five, a waste of money versus a real waste of money, which would be better. Now, these non-fungible tokens, those NFTs, the buzz seems to be slowing down just a little bit. But some people are spending tens of thousands on various forms of digital currency. I was read a story over on CNBC this past week of like some 14-year-old kid is making like $30,000 a month selling NFTs of whales. I'm like, I sent it to Ian. I'm like, can't you draw like a goat or something? I mean, maybe we can make some money. All right, here's the deal. A few days ago, some collector spent more than $300,000 worth of Ethereum cryptocurrency for an NFT supposedly created by the famed street artist Banksy. It seemed legit. A page on Banksy's real website linked to an NFT that was listed for sale on the OpenSea platform, which apparently is like the eBay of NFTs. Now, considering how much Banksy's real artwork goes for, his first attempt at an NFT might seem like a steal, and it was kind of too good to be true. So here's how it happened. Banksy's site was hacked, and the buyer who's online is Pranksy was scammed. And then in this strange twist, the scammer refunded nearly all the money. This sounds a little fishy to me, right? That the guy's name that bought it is Pranksy. Okay. It seems like he put it up there, what my guess would be. He put it up there. He bought it just to show that what can happen. Then he hacked the guy's website and then he gave the money back because it was his money to begin with. So I suppose that selling NFTs of graffiti is safer than actually going out and spraying, you know, real property. Get caught. I mean, you are in big trouble. The writing is, whew, let me tell you, it's on the wall. Stay right where you are. Coming up, we have more of the show and your coast-to-coast calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Moments away, got to tell you about an Amazon trick that is going to cost you money. I don't want you to fall for it. Keith in Westfield, Indiana. Hello there, Keith.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on?
I have a question. So I have several devices that all use USB-C for charging. I have a cell phone. I have a Verizon Jetpack, an Apple laptop, and a Lenovo laptop. All have the same port, but they all have different chargers.
So have you ever noticed like how many times like you're trying to find the right charger for them?
Oh yes. So one time I plugged a 5-volt charger into my Jetpack, and it said it was slow charging and to use the original charger for faster charging. So I was curious about that, and I looked up the specifications, and it appears that all the devices and chargers auto-negotiate
yes.
the voltage. So my question is, can I safely use any USB charger with any other USB-C device? So could I use my laptop charger for my cell phone?
You can, but your mileage may vary. Okay. And meaning that we're supposed to have these uniform standards, okay, that they're supposed to carry up to 60 watts, 20 volts at 3 amps, right? Doing the math? Okay.
Yes.
They're supposed to do that. And your manufacturer is going to say, just you only use the charger that we gave you to use with that particular device. Because otherwise, it may charge too fast. It may charge too slow. It's going to ruin the battery cycle. So, you know, in actuality, you shouldn't. Okay. But in a pinch, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
So I would keep each one there. And now, the very worst thing you can do is you just go buy a cheap knockoff on Amazon. Okay, because those are just really, really bad.
Right.
So, you know, I've seen cables that when you start looking at the specifications, it's a lower maximum. Now, there's the USB-C connector, like I said, they're supposed to carry 60 watts. But you know, because we're talking about we have a lot of expensive gear here, is that I would only use the manufacturer's charger that came with it with that particular cable. You know, and then there are other problems we can solve in the world, right, Keith? Like world hunger, right? That's a big one. Global warming. Okay, that's a big one that you and I should be working on, not just chargers. Whether or not you follow me on social media, do you do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. All right. Okay. Good. Because those are all major issues. So just use the one that you have and don't be buying those knockoffs from China, because those are really, really bad. Keith, thank you so much for your call. And thanks for following me on social media, because I know that so many of you are ghosting me right now, and I'm really trying to increase these numbers. I really am. So if you don't follow me now on Instagram, just do it. Go to Instagram.com/KimCommando. And then if you don't follow me on Twitter, guess what? That's going to be twitter.com/, I see a trend, Kim Commando. And what about Facebook? Facebook.com/, Kim Commando. You are so smart. Oh, my gosh. You are so smart. So, yeah. So follow me on social. Please do that. Because people are saying, like, how can she be on 400 stations and only have a couple of 100,000 followers? And I'm like, I don't know, because you people are not following me. So please, please do. Okay, thank you. Now that said, I got to tell you about GoodRx. Let GoodRx find the lowest price for your prescriptions. It's free and easy to use. Save up to 80% on your prescriptions today at GoodRx.com/Kim.
GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users received an average savings of over 70% off of retail prices.
All right, so let's talk about Amazon.com for just a second. It's really convenient. And let me tell you, I fell for this myself, and that's why I wanted to pass it along to you, is that I buy supplements, right? And so I'm on Amazon.com, and I noticed, like, wow, you know, that krill oil is really, it seems like I didn't spend that much last time, as it's like time to reorder it. So because, you know, you go to your past orders, you just look something up, then you go click it. And so the krill oil that I was buying on Amazon, the first time I bought it was like, well, I tell you, I remember it was $18.99. Okay. The second time that I went to buy it, which was just like a week or so ago, is that it was, gosh, I think it was $31.99. And then I went over to Costco.com. And the krill oil there was $19. I'm like, okay, so what's going on? So here's what I want to do. I want you to make sure that, you know, you see those big Amazon buttons that say buy it again. And it doesn't show right there what you paid versus what you're going to pay for right now. So prices do fluctuate. So just don't hit the buy it again button. Check your original order in Amazon. See how much you paid the first time. Compare it to the current price. And don't forget, you can do price comparisons on other sites. Now, want to make sure that you avoid this Amazon trick. And if you're not already have the Honey extension going too, is that with that Honey extension is that you can click in and it gives you the history price of that particular item. So that's definitely something that you want to check out. All right, stay right where you are, because coming up, we have Brand New or Not True. As I like to say, it's America's favorite radio game show sensation. And this week, it's going to be really tough, and we have a special contestant. You don't want to miss that and more here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, brand new or not true. I like to say it's America's national radio game show sensation where you can play along and guess which product is brand new and which products are just not true. That's right. Literally thousands of new gadgets and gizmos are announced every single month. And I sit back and I go like, what was going on with that? And how does this work? And then suddenly it just becomes like this newest unicorn, a $1 billion company. And I change it up from time to time to keep everybody on their toes. And so this week we have three products and two are fake and one is true. That's right. Two fake products and one real product. Two fake products and one real product. Joining us as our special guest contestant and victim is Kendall in St. George, Utah. Hello there, Kendall.
Hey, Kim. I'm excited. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
You betcha. Okay. So what do you do in St. George, Utah?
Yeah. So, I mean, I do lots of stuff, but I mean, I like to do outdoor things like hiking and stuff like that. But with work, I own a emergency food business where I resell the ReadyWise brand.
That's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, then you should be really good at this. Let me tell you, because you're a smart guy. Now, remember, two are fake, and one is real. Okay. Are you ready to play, Kendall?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Product number one. Have you ever wanted to play table tennis and there are no table tennis players around? Well, thanks to advanced robotics, modern cameras, and intelligence from artificial intelligence, rather, now you can. So picture a ping pong table, Kendall. You attach a robot to the table's edge using a patented clip. With its special three-reel design, the robots can deliver any spin type on that ball. The AI ping pong robot comes with an Android tablet and 21 pre-saved drills. Just select a drill, tap start, and you can play instantly. You can randomize shots so you don't know where the ball's going to be thrown next by the robot. And did you know this, that table tennis burns up to 400 calories per hour? But this one's going to cost you. It's $2,063. Okay, that's product number one.
Wow.
Product number two. You know, Kendall, our phones have been rectangles. That's it. Nothing new in terms of shape. It's time for a change. Now we have the circle phone. That's right, a phone in the shape of a circle. It fits in the palm of your hand. It's great. It's better for taking video calls because when the phone is a circle, you see the person's entire face. Maps are better. You're in the center of the circle. You know exactly which direction you're going. It has open source operating system, but it has 312 megapixel cameras, you know, all the usual stuff, accelerometer, gyroscope, temperature sensor, removable battery, and that's a big deal. And because this phone is not tied to big tech, there's no data tracking. And remember, just because the phone is a circle doesn't mean that it's pointless. Okay. And product number three. Pepper spray. You know what that is, Kendall, right? Pepper spray. It's been around for years, and it works when your assailant is within 10 feet. It hasn't turned smart until now. This brand new pepper spray has a camera built in. It connects to your phone via Bluetooth, has a quick-release key ring, has an app that tells you how much pepper is in the pepper spray, and tells you when you need to buy a new one. But let's say you need to use the pepper spray. You hold it out. You push a button for the pepper spray. Here's where the magic happens. At that moment, the camera starts recording and the images are sent to your phone, automatically uploaded to the cloud for safekeeping. The camera has night vision too. Pepper spray, remember, is always good for assault. $32.99 plus cloud storage fees after 30 days. Okay, so told you, Kendall, this is going to be a tough one. You ready? Okay, we have the robotic table tennis player, the circle phone, or the smart pepper spray. Now, if you win, you get an official Kim Komando show fanny pack. So, which one are you going to choose, Kendall?
Okay. I have to say, fanny packs are my favorite, so I'm hoping I get this right. I want to believe it's the pepper spray, but my gut telling me it's the ping pong because I'm an avid ping pong player, and I've seen YouTube videos of the robotic ping pong. So I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, let's go to our judges, Jeremy. That's right. You won, Kendall.
Yes. All right.
frequency.
Yes.
The AFC function allows to adjust
yes,
the ball
the
frequency
AI
automatically.
Yes, the AI ping pong robot. It's on sale right now, Kendall. It's normally $2,399, but it's on sale for $2,063. And I don't know if you heard, but did you see the news about the fight that broke out when they played the wrong national anthem for the winning team at the Asian table tennis finals? Did you hear the news about that? The headline said...
No, I haven't.
The headline read, Hong Kong Ping Pong Sing Song Ding Dong.
What the?
Exactly. All right. Okay, well, you're going to get an official Kim Commando Show fanny pack, and how can I help you?
I'm excited. Okay. So off to my question now, right?
Yes.
So I own a business I already explained, and it's called lifesavingfood.com.
Well, you know what? We can't have you, Kendall, we can't have you give out the web address because then people, then that becomes a commercial and then we get into trouble. So let's just start again. So you own a business?
Yeah. So I own a business and I started an affiliate program.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find a free platform or website to list my affiliate program on. It's a coupon-based affiliate program where I have my affiliates basically promote my product through the coupon code, if that makes sense.
So through their channels. And so like when you hear go to netsuite.com, promo code Kim, and so they would go use your web address and then use a certain promo code?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So are you looking for a platform to keep track of the promo codes, or are you looking to promote people to become affiliates?
Yeah, it's advertising. Yeah, promote, looking for people. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, if you build it, they won't come. Okay. If this were if this were my job, I wouldn't go to I wouldn't look at lists and lists and lists of affiliate programs because people become very wary of those because there's a lot of scams out there, and I don't want you to get on the list where there are scams and so all of a sudden because you're with dogs and you have fleas type of thing, right? So what I would do is I would reach out to what's called micro influencers, okay. Micro-influencers are people who have 10,000 followers or less, okay? And the days of having, like, 100 million followers or 2 million followers, okay, they're kind of over. And the reason why they're over is that because so many of these big brands that bought these programs with these people is that they realized that there wasn't what's called engagement. They may have 2 million followers, but if you look at the number of comments they get based upon the 2 million, it's a very, very small percentage. And so now there's kind of like a Kelly Blue Book thing that's going on with influencers and that we not only look at the numbers, but we look at a post, how many views the post gets, and then we look at the number of people that comment on that particular post. So if I was working for you, and right now I am, if I'm working for you and you say to me, Kim, how do I get more people to sign up for my affiliate program? I'd say, you know what? Let's look at some hashtags. Let's search, for example, Instagram. And because you're in the food prep business, I would do a hashtag food prep. And let's see who the micro influencers are, people with less people is around 10,000, no more than 20,000 followers. Okay. If somebody has if they have 100 followers, we don't want to talk to them. But I'm saying like that magic number, 10,000. If they're around 10,000 followers. And then I would look at their stream, their feed, and see how many posts that they're doing per day, per week, see what the engagement level is. And then I would DM them and say, hi, my name's Kyle. I have this business. And I'm looking for people like you to promote awareness of food prep. And, you know, you write that note. You know how to do that. And if you're interested, DM me back and we can talk about it. Now, on your website, make sure that you have a dedicated portal that talks about the affiliate program. how much money people are going to make and all that other good stuff. So when you DM them, you could give them that link right there so they can check it out. And then, of course, they can contact you back for more information. And so, you know, the whole idea, like I mentioned, is these micro influencers. And now if you find somebody who you think is really great and they're not interested in the affiliate program, but you think that they might be able to sell some of your product, is that then you are, you know, with like 10,000 followers, you're probably looking at maybe I would offer them $50, $75 for a post where they can talk about the importance of food prep. And again, but only if there's a high level of engagement, okay? Only if what they post, a lot of people watch and a lot of people comment on. Because if they don't have that, well, that's just not going to be good for anybody. All right, coming right back, we're going to do our digital life hacks about Amazon tricks. We have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, over on the website, we have this great tip. We call it the digital life hacks tip. And it's 8 new Amazon tricks that are going to save you some cash. You know, whether you buy one thing at Amazon or you buy one thing every week or one thing every day, you want to know about these 8 tricks. Like, number one, you can adjust the URL. You can hack an Amazon URL to search for how much an item is discounted. It's like an ampersand percent off equals 50 minus 50-80. And I'm going to give it out on the air because you're never going to remember it, but it's just in here. And also you can do like 60% off and up. If you're buying anything on Amazon for your business, be sure that you get an Amazon business account. It gives you things like free shipping, early access to Prime Day deals. It can also save you on marketing costs. And then anything that you buy, it seems to be a little bit cheaper under Amazon Business. You can also gather up your old gift cards and redeem your gift cards for, seems like, just about any retailer over on Amazon. There are also lightning deals you can save money on. You can trade in your old stuff. We're going to tell you how to do that. In addition to that, you want to select later shipping dates. The Amazon credit card, I've been staying away from this, but you get 5% cash back on purchases from Amazon and Whole Foods. I think I'm really going to do it. And also the Amazon outlet. For links to all of these, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. That's komando.com, of course. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, I have a clever fake UPS email that is taking phishing scams to a whole new level. And now we have Sean in Nashville, Tennessee, joining us. Hello there, Sean.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. What's going on?
So, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Appreciate it. I've got some questions about hackers and where they're lurking.
Everywhere.
So, everywhere. Thank you so much. You're exactly right there. So if each device has a unique IP address,
correct,
and you have a VPN, couldn't the guys with the right algorithm just be lurking in between the time span of where you connect to your IP or where you connect to your provider and have your VPN, then there's a gap, right, in between?
So why do you ask this?
Well, a little bit of a background story. About 4 years ago, I moved in with a friend who was very exceptional at coding, building programs, platforms using a Linux system,
Okay. The
Linux code. As time went on, I became more and more concerned about having him the set up the network that perhaps everything that I've been on the network with is now his. They talk about scanning IP addresses and having to clock the timing to grab smaller packets, record, and hold them for as long as they'd like. Metadata, and in my case, I'm kind of thinking even keystrokes.
Well, it's very easy to capture keystrokes. Super easy. There are so many different programs that are just readily available. I mean, if you are sharing a wireless network or even a wired network with somebody and they can just take the keystrokes, whatever you type in. It's just right there. So even though, like, your question is, like, before you go to a VPN, I mean, they can capture everything that you do. And you don't have to be a whiz bang hacker to do that. Are you still living with this person?
Oh, no. No, no, I'm not. And therein lies my concern. So, and why I'm asking about the VPN, because I do have one at this point in time.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, you lived with this guy, and like you said, he was a whiz-bang genius, right? If, mm-hmm. if okay, you're no longer, obviously there was a falling out, or else you'd still be living with him, right?
Right.
Okay, so that said, I would reformat everything that I had to make sure that there was no little keylogger or something hanging on my system. I change all my passwords, and I change all my secret questions, and I change all my account numbers if I could, on whatever I can, because if somebody wants to get back at you, I mean, they can create a living hell by being inside your device. And this is a risk that I just don't want you to take at this point. You sound like a nice guy. Okay, I'm not sure what happened. I mean, you know, maybe he ate your bacon or you ate his bacon. I'm not really sure because roommate situations, they can either be really good or it sounds like it went really bad. So approach it as if you that person is in your system right now and do everything you can to wipe out any instance and forget that he was even part of your life at some point. If you need help doing that, let us know. We can help you out over in the Commando community. And thank you so much for your call. All right, coming right up, we've got a phishing scam I need to tell you about. You don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so in your email, you get a UPS notification that this package is going to be delivered. Okay, and then you're like, not sure what that is. And then you click the actual UPS link and you land at the UPS page. But unbeknownst to you, a Microsoft Word doc is being downloaded onto your system. And guess what you got? Right. In case you want to see the email, we have it over at commando.com under the link that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are. Another hour's coming up. You're on the Westar Multimedia Network. So I read about this and I thought, you know what? I had to tell everybody about this. It's such a great story. So this guy named Ellis, he went to the beach. And when he was there, he lost his wedding ring. So he hops onto his local community Facebook page and he tells everyone, hey, you know what? I lost my wedding ring and could you be on the lookout for it? Well, the post got the attention of a guy who also in the same community, Steve, who had a metal detector. And so he told Ellis, you know what? You have a fitness tracker on? He says, yes. He goes, okay, well, send me the map for your fitness tracker everywhere that you walked around the beach, and then I'll see what I can do. And so they took the map from Ellis's, from his fitness tracker, and then the metal detector guy, Steve, it took him 2 minutes to find the ring. Wow. Isn't that great? You know, true story, our dog, well, he's long gone now. Our dog, Ty, actually swallowed my wedding ring once, and it was a diamond in the rough. Get it? All right. I'm sorry. That was bad. Hey, listen, welcome to another hour, America's most trusted, biggest show about everything digital. You can find the Kim Komando Show on, as I like to say, over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming 24/7 as a podcast, webcast, whenever you want to watch or listen over at getkim.com. And I'd also like to say hello to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. So appreciate everything that you do for all of us here back at home. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech. Like, what is coming down the line? All right. Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, with the Apple Watch, it's going to have a whole bunch of new sensors. A blood pressure tool that measures the speed of the wave a heart rate sends through a person's arteries. Wow, isn't that something? Another add-on is the thermometer that helps with fertility planning, along with improvements, they say, to existing heartbeat monitoring, also better sleep tracking. And the good news is that Apple's next hardware event is just happening in just a few weeks. But the blood pressure temperature sensors aren't expected until next year for the Apple Watch Series 8, and that's the earliest. Not a lot we know about the Series 7 watch is going to be out later this month, and it's supposedly getting the iPhone treatment. And what is the iPhone treatment? It's going to be bigger, yes, a 16% increase in screen size. Number two, more information that Facebook can hold against you. What is that? Everybody's so excited about cryptocurrency. It seems like everywhere you turn, somebody's like, oh, I got to talk about Bitcoin or the Dogecoin or Ethereum or whatever it is. Now, where do you store your crypto? And just like physical money, you need a wallet or fiat. These wallets not only hold your crypto, but what you use to spend it. So you got a lot of options, physical crypto wallets that aren't connected to the internet, digital wallets like at Coinbase. But now you soon you're going to have another wallet option. Facebook. That's right. They're developing their own crypto called Diem. I always thought it'd be called like, you know, Zuckbucks. I thought that would be cute. But anyway, it's called Diem. And the head of that division recently told The Information that they're going to be launching a crypto wallet as well called Novi, N-O-V-I. The initial plan was for Facebook to launch the cryptocurrency and wallet about the same time, but now it looks like the crypto wallet is coming first later this year. And if you are new to crypto, I know it gets so confusing and you're wondering like where to start. Well, we have an ebook that is available on Amazon.com, you know, for your Kindle. You don't even have to have a Kindle, just download the Kindle app. And it's like the number one bestseller on Amazon right now. And it's called Cryptocurrency 101, The Beginner's Guide to Buying, Selling, and Spending Digital Currency the Safe Way. Okay. So if you're wondering about cryptocurrency, hop over to Amazon, search for Commando, and get the Cryptocurrency 101 book. And you're going to know everything that you need to know to have an intelligent conversation and not be taken. And of course, we have more information at commando.com/crypto too. And if you plan on mining for crypto, you have to be very, very careful. And you have to keep an eye on your electric bill, because otherwise the amount on that bill could just shock you. Number three, Logitech is making something more than mice and keyboards. Yes, they're trying to appeal, they say, to more businesses. So they have a new line of keyboards and mice that are privacy focused. How can a keyboard or mouse be fired? I know that's what you're asking. So they have this new Logibolt USB-A dongle. Wouldn't you love to have been sitting in that marketing meeting? What should we call it? I think we should call it the Logibolt USB-A dongle, okay, because everybody would know what it is. It provides a wireless connection between the computer and the mouse and the keyboard that is now encrypted. The new dongle is Bluetooth-based, makes it less prone to hacking. And an encryption standard that only allows the Logibolt wireless product to receiver to communicate with each other, because you know, there are these things that can go in there and get those keystrokes and mouse strokes and good things like that. It's going to be $15. And the new Logitech keyboards and mouse, they don't really say exactly, but it's going to be released soon. That means yet another mouse being chucked to the top drawer of your office desk. And I'll tell you, all those old mice will eventually, got to be careful, eventually become an infestation. Number four, whatever happened to GoPro, huh? Oh, guess what? They're back. German tech site Wind Future seems to have gotten hold of a leaked image and all the specs of the upcoming GoPro Hero 10 Black. On the surface, it looks like last year's Hero 9, but they say that inside it has a more powerful processor, not just 4K videos, try 5.3K videos shot at 60 frames per second. Better slow motion controls, new image sensor, a 23 megapixel resolution. Isn't that just amazing, that little box? We don't know the price, and it's watertight housing, voice control. They say it's going to cost $400. We're going to know more over the next couple of weeks. And I know it's an action camera. I just can't imagine how many people lose them every year. All that money for just a small camera lost in water or maybe on the side of a mountain or in a river or the beach or whatever it is. I shudder at the thought. Thank you. Number five, barely scratching the surface. I'm talking about Microsoft. Microsoft sent out an invitation for an event coming up on Wednesday, September 22nd. So what that means between now and then, do not buy any type of Microsoft Surface product. Okay. Along the same lines, you don't want to buy a new iPhone or a new watch or between now and the next couple of weeks. But back to Microsoft. The text says, join us to see what's next. And then it looks like the side of a Surface Pro. Anyway, it's also 2 weeks before the launch of Windows 11, so the timing is not really a coincidence. We don't really know what it is. Maybe it's a hinged phone. It's supposed to get an overhaul camera system. Probably a lower price. You know, the original one was $1,400. Didn't sell all that well. It's going for half the price right now. And with Microsoft's recent history when it comes to hardware, the whole thing just puts me on edge. But I'm not even done yet. Gosh. But at least I'm going to go to the event with a positive Outlook, because you have my word. Okay, now that was it. That was it. All right. All right, coming up, we've got some news about Amazon. We also have an update about your TV spying on you. And then coming up in just a few moments, one buried Google's map setting that you need to change now. And, of course, we have more of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, I don't know if you're getting our podcast, but we have the new Digital Life Hack podcast. It's actually part of the Daily Tech Update. So wherever you get your podcast, make sure that you search for Komando. Of course, you get Kim Komando Explains and Tech Refresh. We love those. But the Daily Tech Update and the Digital Life Hack is just 1 minute. That's all. There's 1 minute each. And so, like, for example, this past week with the Digital Life Hack, I talked about how you could tell if your internet provider is throttling your connection, or how to password protect your vaccination card on your phone. And then the tech update is more newsy. And so, like, for example, I talked about this trial that's underway that really will determine the future of internet sex for hire, and also what's happening with sex trafficking on the internet. Man, I hope they stop that crap. Also talked about Hurricane Ida and the damage that's happening there, but in relation to how many scams are in the mist. And so if you're not already getting our podcast, wherever you get your podcast, whether it's on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, I mean, the list just goes on and on, right? Amazon, make sure that you search for Komando with a K, of course. And whatever you listen to, make sure that you also, you rate, review, you follow, or subscribe. And again, you want to rate, review, follow, or subscribe, because this way it shows a lot of activity. And then that's how you get to the top of the playlists, and then where people will find us. Susan in Peoria, Illinois. Hi, Susan.
Hey, hi, Kim. Thank you.
You betcha. What's going on?
Well, I had contacted your staff because I have been a stay-at-home mom for about 30 years. I've homeschooled during that whole time with five kids.
Wow.
Spread out over years. And I've seen them through everything from learning how to read through college thesis stuff. But in that time, they learned how to use things like Word and use online stuff like that or on our computer. But I've never had the time to really learn it and do it. The older kids took classes at a local junior college, but those classes aren't really offered anymore. So I am looking ahead to the next chapter of my life, which I think is going to look a lot different than what this one has been.
Sure.
And I need some help in learning how to learn some of this really basic stuff that kids generally grow up learning how to do now if they're in school, but I never learned how to do. So
what is it that you want to learn how to do? What is it? Give me a task that you want to accomplish.
Well, like, for example, I had looked at a job that was going to be mostly online, which is something I would love, and you had to be proficient in things like Word and honestly a bunch of stuff that I didn't know how to do. And I think it's how, you know, I would submit my work to them in documents or in online forums, you know, that go where I have to put it all together and get it to them in a package. So I was really sad because I thought, well, I know I can do the work, but I don't know how to do any of this stuff to get it prepared. And
all right, I got it. Okay, I'm following you. Okay. The easiest way to take classes right now to learn the basics is to take the classes online. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you can't go to a local community college or they're closed because of COVID or whatever it may be, you don't want to go out, is that, you know, if you look at YouTube, they do offer a lot of basic classes, but there are also some services online, some sites. And what I want to do is, I haven't looked at basic online computer lessons for some time, and I don't want to refer you to a site that used to be great and now it's not. Because these sites can change like 3 months, right? All of a sudden it's good. So what I'd like to do is to do some research and try to find some really good online classes that won't cost an arm and a leg, and they get you into like various subscription type services and all that other stuff. And I'll post my answer over at, I'll do it on Monday. I'll post my answer over at the Q&A forum inside the Komando community. Let's go ahead and give Susan a complimentary membership so that this way she can access everything inside the community, because we can help you there. Okay, right where you are, coming up, we have more tips, tricks, and secrets that you're going to just love and use forever. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to your phone calls. We also have a great tip coming up about your smart TV. You're watching it, but it's watching you. Let's talk about Google Maps. I mean, it's really great, right? It works fabulously. You can also go back years and see everywhere that you went on a certain day, including the exact route that you took and how long you were there. Now, the good news is that there's one simple setting that you can make that will change all that. But it's kind of buried, and you want to toggle location history to off. That just stops it from moving forward. If you want to delete your previous location history, you have to go to the website at commando.com because we're going to give you the exact steps. Also, Amazon.com came out this past week that said, all right, we were going to come up with kind of like layaway. You know where layaway originated? You remember layaway? Remember you used to have it like in all the stores? It actually originated in the Great Depression. So here we are, 2021, and Amazon says, oh, okay, you can buy now and you can pay later. And so here's the deal, is that pretty soon you're going to see that you can split the total cost of purchases, totaling $50 or more, into monthly payments. The total cost is shown up front, and then you pay what's agreed upon checkout. Now, there's no late fees. There are no hidden fees. Okay, but, what do you think the gotcha is? Anyone? No. Okay. A firm says that some purchases will come with interest that can get up to 30%. Oh my gosh, it depends on what you're buying in your credit score. It's being tested right now. It should start popping up on everyone else's checkout page soon. There are other ways you can save money on Amazon. We put that whole list together. You can get over at commando.com. And let's see, back to the phones we go with Mary in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi there, Mary.
Hi, Kim. It's such an honor to speak with you today. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You betcha.
I'm a longtime listener, and your knowledge is so amazing. But what really touches me is how much you do for people. So often you do such amazing things for people, and it's just very edifying. So thank you so much.
You betcha.
My question today is, I, together with some family members and friends, are involved in crypto investing, and we're beginning to question the legitimacy of the entities they're working with. So the question is, how can I tell if they're legitimate, and if not, are you aware of any resources we might be able to go to for help?
So when you say you're investing in crypto, and don't say the name of the crypto, the name of the company, or anything like that, right?
Okay.
Because then we get people who are going to check it out, and maybe they think that it's good, and I don't want anybody to lose any money. Okay.
Yeah, right.
how did you find...
Don't get in my boat.
Yeah. How did you find out about this?
Well, one person in our group was just looking online for some information, and he went on Instagram and saw an ad by a person, and well, they have a site, but he sent a message that he'd like to know more, and gradually got involved to the point where he was going to invest some money.
Okay, so now what brings you to me today? Are you having trouble contacting this person, or and how much money are we talking about?
Well, among seven people, each individually, we've invested about $14,000 among seven people.
Okay.
So smaller amounts. However, when you invest, the money just, I mean, it grows so quickly. So like in March, I invested $2,000, and by May, I had like $40,000. So then the problem comes in when you try to withdraw money from your account. First of all, there's no telephone number. You can't speak to anyone, and there's no address, so you can't write to anyone. It's just an agent who does not claim to be working for the other company, but, you know, you deposit your money in company A, and then you contact the agent, and then she works with you from there. But when you go to take out money, they say, oh, no, you can't take out money because you have to upgrade your account. Initially, there's no discussion of plan levels, no parameters, no expectations.
I don't mean to cut you off because I want to ask you a few questions, and I may even bring Jeremy in on the conversation. Jeremy, can you turn your mic on?
I can.
Okay. All right. So, Mary, whenever I have questions about crypto, I go to Jeremy. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
So, Mary, can you transfer this to a different wallet?
No.
Okay. When you guys signed up, did you guys set up an actual wallet, or did you just give your banking credentials or the deposit to this company?
We set up an account, and I don't know if that's considered a wallet. There's no, the only thing you do is put in, and when you try to take out, you can't. But we set up an account, and we transfer the money into the company.
Okay, it sounds like, yeah, you don't have an actual wallet. So for you to get your money out, you're kind of at the mercy of this company.
Exactly.
So, Jeremy, is there any recourse other than go on to the Internet Crime Complaint Center or anything?
That would be my first step. There's no real way to get it back from these scammers.
Okay, so they do claim. I did contact the SEC. They're not registered, and they're supposedly an offshore account. Does that make a difference as far as the Internet crime?
No, no. The FBI will. The FBI really does investigate everything that you put in there. I know it sounds strange, and because I didn't believe it myself until I spoke to a top dog at the FBI, and I'm like, really, you look at everything? He's like, yes, we actually look at every wow. single note that goes into the Internet Crime Complaint Center. And so I would get as much documentation as I could together and see if okay. there's something that you can, maybe some recourse with that. And I think, Jeremy, the rule of thumb is what?
Stick with well-known brands, you know, Coinbase if you're going to invest and get into crypto, and stick with the ones that you can actually get there and not have to go through different exchanges and type in hidden wallet fees, because that's where they'll kind of pull the rug out from under you as well.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be... Go ahead, Mary. Yes? Okay.
I was going to say, so it is a red flag when we're just trying to get money and they say, oh, no, you can't because you have to put in more money in order to get money out.
Yeah, yeah, that's a sign of a scam.
Absolutely. I mean, you should okay. not, you know okay. what, if they won't give you your money and they want you to give them more money to get your money out, okay,
that's bad.
Yeah, that's really.
Anybody would know that, right?
Yes, come on, Mary, you're smarter than that. Jeez, Louise.
Well,
you know?
The thing is, the first person that invested did get money out, so he felt comfortable.
Oh, sure. You know what? Why not? Yes. I mean, there has to be a testimonial, Mary. There has to be some guy at the top who gets his money back. And, you know, if you want to send me some money, I'll hold it for you, Mary. And then, but you're going to have to give me more money to get the original money back. I'm just...
Yeah,
letting you know that's the way that I'm going to be working with all of you from now on. Gosh, I'm sorry that you got taken, Mayor. I am. I'm sorry. For everybody else, you know, stick with legit companies and don't fall for these Instagram ads. And it's a shame. It really is a shame that they are taking advantage of people who just, you know, you're trying to make money. This is your investment. Luckily, you know, 14,000 over seven people is not crazy. I'm glad it wasn't over 100,000. Mary, thank you for your call. Do make that complaint at the Internet Crime Complaint Center, too. Let them know everything that happened. All right. If there's one thing that you do over the holiday weekend is that you get podcasts. Why? Because you have extra time. And in those podcasts, you get Kim Komando Explains, and then you get Tech Refresh on the same podcast, or you can just sign up for Tech Refresh. And let me tell you, Kim Komando Explains is where I take one topic. And this whole thing with Afghanistan is I called up a friend of mine, Rico, because I was like, what is this thing called a HIDE device? It's HIIDE. I read that we have left these devices there. But Rico totally knew what it was because, well, he was with the Army in Afghanistan and also in Baghdad and decoding terrorist cells and things like that. And it's really an interesting podcast. And I don't go into like hours and hours. I, you know, we just kind of cut it down to the chase because I know you like to think quickly like I do. And so that's Kim Komando Explains various topics. If you ever want to start a podcast, we have a podcast about starting a podcast on Kim Komando Explains. And then there's Tech Refresh. That's where me, Allie, and Ben, we just talk the tech talk and sometimes we say things that we can't say on the radio, which is kind of fun. And I think you'll really enjoy it. And then there's the Daily Tech Update and then the Digital Life Hacks. And so, you know, you have some extra time this weekend. Make sure that you sample the podcast and you want to rate, review, subscribe, follow. So this way you always get the podcast delivered to your device automatically. And so it's right there, free for the taking. And so, again, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you do it this weekend. Just search for Komando with a K. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, of course. And then just you know, try all the podcasts. And then you can unsubscribe the ones you don't like. But again, that's with a K, of course. Speaking of podcasts, Isabella in Palm Desert, California. Hello, Isabella.
Hi, Kim. I love your show. Me and my dad listen to it all the time.
Oh, thank you, Isabella. How can I help you? What's going on?
So I would like to know how to start a podcast.
And what do you want to do with this podcast?
I would like to tell all the Disney community about new rides and shows that are coming to the parks.
And so how many times do you think you've been to a Disney park?
I have no idea because I've been there a ton.
Oh, really? So you're like an old pro, so like you know where everything is when you go?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your favorite part about whenever you go to Disney?
I really love the rides and entertainment.
Do you? Do you have a favorite ride?
That would probably be the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, that's kind of cute. I like that one. I like that one too. Have you ever like met the princesses?
Yes.
Yeah, that's always kind of fun too. They're so pretty. They are so pretty. I'm sure you're pretty too. Okay, so here's the reason why I was asking your questions, because I wanted to hear more about what your thoughts were on Disney. So to start a podcast, number one, you need to be passionate about a topic. And you really like Disney. I can tell. I could totally hear it in your voice. And so when you go to do a podcast, and your podcast doesn't have to be long, okay? I mean, your podcast can be like 20 to 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be an hour, 2 hours. You don't want to do that because then people get bored. So it's like 20, let's just start with like 20 minutes, okay? And then you want to break it up into like three different sections. So maybe you start it up with like the biggest Disney news, okay? And then I would put like an insider secret to Disney. Like only the people like you know this stuff, okay? I mean, I wouldn't know it. I only go to Disney once every 3 years or 2 years, but you know it because you've been there countless times, okay? And then you close it up with a funny story. Something funny about Disney, or maybe like a fun fact about Disney. Do you want to know a fun fact about Disney, Isabella? You know, the house that I bought in Phoenix, I bought it from Walt Disney's granddaughter.
Really?
Yeah, it's so cool. And then her mom and dad, her mom was Sharon Disney, and her father was Bill Lund. And because I didn't have a real estate agent, I was always talking to the whole Disney family about buying this house. Isn't that great? And they actually got me into that Club 33. It was so much fun. Okay. So you come up with like different segments so that people are interested. And then you don't write a script. I don't want you to write a script. I want you to do bullets. Okay. And you talk around the bullets just like you're talking to me. As a matter of fact, when you're talking in the microphone, I want you to pretend you're talking to the person who you love the most in the world, your mom or your dad, okay?
Okay.
Because that will soften your voice. And then when you speak, Isabella, I want you to smile the whole time. Even if you don't feel like smiling, just pretend.
Okay.
Just smile. Have you ever seen me do the show?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever noticed how much I smile?
Yes.
Okay. Because when you smile and when you're excited, it comes through. You break through that speaker. So I want you to do one podcast, and then I want you to send it to me.
Okay.
Send me the file, and then you, me, and your dad will have a private coaching session. Sound good?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, Isabel, I'm going to put you on hold, so this way we can get all those details, do one, and then we'll set up like a Zoom call between you, me, and your dad. And we are going to be creating the next generation of podcast stars, Isabella. You got it. Stay right where you are. More of the show's coming right up. All right. Here's the deal with your TV. It's a smart TV, right? It's so smart that it's watching you. I mean, TVs are cheap. And the reason why some of them are cheaper than others is because they're accumulating a lot of data on what you're watching and your viewing habits. Now, the thing is, you can turn off your TV's tracking features. And again, they call it different things. Sometimes it's called ACR, Automatic Content Recognition. That means it can identify every ad, TV show, or movie that you're watching, and that includes your streaming boxes, your cable, over-the-air TV, your DVDs, if you still have them, and Blu-rays. And then all that collected data is turned over, and it's used for marketing and targeted advertising. So you might be saying, well, how do I turn it off? Well, that's where you want to go to commando.com, and then and there's a link that says Kim's Show, and then we have all the steps that you need right there, all the steps that you need to turn that off. All right, still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls. And also, Google just banned 8 dangerous apps. And I'm going to tell you which apps that you need to check your phone for right now. And of course, there's more of me, your digital goddess. That's right, Kim Komando.